B-Pod Studios.
Gordon Hayward.
In the air and good. And that's what everybody here was waiting to see.
Plays here.
Brings to Hayward. Corner three is good.
98.5, the Sports Hub. For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Been in constant communication with his family. He's resting well and feels better. And you know, obviously, always scary, but he's got a good support network. He's got, you know, obviously expect a full recovery and. He's feeling good, so that's all positive.
I think he has skills.
He
doesn't have skills.
You know who that guy rapping is? He's the guy that was on. He was on the HBO show where the guy got arrested.
The Jinx?
No. He used the Jinx.
He went to the bathroom and he was secretly mic'd up.
When the Muslim kid got arrested.
Oh, I didn't watch that. It was something the night of. Yeah, the night of.
You should watch it. It was good.
I probably should. So that was a clip we played right there of Brad Stevens, who was talking about Danny Ainge, and it was kind of strange. The other day, we got an email the night before he was supposed to come on with us, which is yesterday around 9. He's usually scheduled on Thursdays.
Which is still crap. I mean, just because you had a heart attack, you're just sitting there.
You're alive and stuff.
We're not asking you to do anything.
Yeah. What are you doing, Danny? So he, but it was a very vague email as to why I was going to be on. And then yesterday we found out he had a minor heart attack. He's expected to fully recover. He is coming back to Boston either today or he might have last night. And Fred made a really, really good point is that I guarantee you that his doctors right now are saying you're not watching the game.
Tonight. Oh, absolutely.
It's bad
no
for your heart.
About it. Yeah, I mean, listen, the guy doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do drugs. He's in excellent shape, and I don't know if this is a huge endorsement for Chipotle, given his fondness for it. But he
does brag about how much he loves it. There's only one person who eats as much Chipotle as I do, and it's Danny Ainge.
Yeah. So but you get the lettuce. So you're
he gets a bowl too. He's a bowl guy.
Lettuce?
Yeah. I don't get the salad.
But
I haven't put lettuce on it. Yeah.
I haven't put lettuce on it too because it's really healthy for me.
It also really does nothing.
Nope.
Like I've already got like everything on it. Just the lettuce makes it look bigger.
Yep. So yeah, and so you figure it's got to be stress related, I would think.
The guy lives a stressful life. He's a GM of
exactly. And my point is that he doesn't really, he doesn't do anything bad to his body. So it just goes to show you.
Well, it's a interesting series, seeing that both teams got their ass kicked at some point. Game one, it was the Celtics doing the ass kicking, and then in game two. The Celtics just absolutely got pummeled. However, that's what you want to do as a team. You want to steal a game on the road. So the Celtics still in a good position. If you look at Vegas' odds right now, I'm looking at one where the Celtics are favored by 2. So, I mean, they're predicting
basically a pick 'em. Yeah.
Another close game. However, there are a lot
What are the Sharps doing?
Oh, we got to get Lifshatz on that. Oh, he did say, however, last night there's a lot of Sharp money that was heading towards the Bruins before the game started.
Yeah. And I saw you tweeted that, and I was like, yeah.
Okay. No, going with the Sharps. He knew something. They knew something about last night.
Yeah, they knew.
However, there's a bunch of people pontificating as to what is going to happen this evening for Game 3, including Tim Legler, who called into the Stephen A. Smith show. Unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties. And here's how things
work. Yeah. I heard this, yeah.
And they're down again. And I'm saying to myself, man, is this somehow this pressure, this moment, is this too much for him? And then what happened? Chris Middleton blew the roof off of the building. He released all the pressure. You can't hear me? You got me now? Hello?
I told you those phones. Why is it all with handsets, man?
It's not. It's an old battery. That phone is like 15 years old.
It's called Half of Our Calls on the Celebrity, on the Expert
Hotline. Yeah, just like he's taking on his assistant or his wife.
Or his wife or somebody.
Yeah. And he's got a 15-year-old phone. What do you make, $5?
Yeah, that sucker flip.
15-year-old phone's like a flip phone.
He's got himself like he's got like the Nokia bullet. Remember that little thing that was like a was the little Nokia?
Yeah,
you could eat it.
No, oh, yeah, or it's a cordless house phone, right?
The cordless house phone. I could possibly be it.
We have one of those.
The cordless house.
Really?
Phone?
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, because unless you got to call 911.
Yeah. I haven't had a house phone in 12 years.
15 no. For me,
I think.
Well, if yeah. You can't handle the bill, I mean, that's something I can do about it.
Well, it's part of the bundle.
Yeah.
I think we all have it.
I don't have
the service, but we don't use it.
I don't have the bundle.
Oh, so you go. You there's a little extra. You get a little extra for that.
Yeah, it's like it's not bad. It's like $75 a month for the landline. I don't know.
Well, so tonight's game is going to be interesting because, well, first of all, Marcus Smart is not going to be playing, despite the video that was going around the internet yesterday of him dunking. At practice. That is kind of strange. I mean, if you're able to dunk.
Yeah, you cannot be that far away if you're dunking with an oblique injury.
But I mean, Brad Stevens, even Marcus Smart yesterday, all of them are just like, nah, man, this is not going to happen. Like, he's not going to be back. As a matter of fact, Marcus Smart yesterday was trying to play coy, even though he was smiling because he had just come down from dunking a basketball in front of the press. And he said this.
No time table at this moment. We're taking it day by day. Unfortunately, with this injury, it's nothing really you can do. You know, one day it might feel good, one day it might not. So you just kind of take it day by day and take it as slow as possible.
I got a weird feeling if Middleton lights him up for like 40 tonight, Marcus Smart might be coming back sooner than we think.
I think Marcus Smart is coming back soon anyway.
You think it'll be
doesn't matter
Monday?
If Middleton goes 1-for-12 or 12-for-12. I think Smart is soon for this series.
This is kind of, I mean, you're in a situation now where if you're the Boston Celtics, you're taking a look at what's happening in that other series with the Raptors and the 76ers, and you have got to be licking your chops that you're going to be able to take on Philadelphia.
Well, first things first, what do you do about Antetokounmpo, and how do you defend him? We've talked about this. How do you...
Antetokounmpo hasn't been, in my opinion, the problem.
Well, no, how do you adjust? How do you adjust from game two to game three? Game two, he was a willing passer, and things opened up for him. And he went to the basket, drew a lot of fouls. Now you're back at home, the Celtics are. You got to figure the officials call the game a little differently because you have home court advantage. I don't know who the officials are just yet. But if the perimeter players start to light you up like they did in game two, then there's a problem. That's when Milwaukee's at their best. If Antetokounmpo has guys to throw the ball to that are knocking down shots like Chris Middleton, like Brooke Lopez, who is now basically a three-point shooter as a seven-footer, you know, like that kid Sterling Brown, like all those guys. If they start knocking down threes, you're in a large amount of trouble. So if you're the Celtics, it goes back to that age-old problem. Do you let Antetokounmpo score 45, 50, and take care of everyone else? Or do you gamble again and try and build that wall in the lane?
You know, about this whole thing, and Fred, I was thinking about this. Despite that, you know, Chris Middleton went nuts, and even Bledsoe had a great game, and everyone's shooting these threes, if I'm the Celtics, I'm concentrating more on your offensive game than your defensive game. Like Kyrie Irving, you got to figure out a way to deal with him being triple teamed. Like there's an out there, and it was infuriating to see him go and get just mugged and not being able to figure out a way to get the ball out of his hands.
Here's the problem. Brad Stevens has always predicated winning on making stops instead of shots. He said that on multiple occasions since
he
got hired.
But it seems like the offense
it starts on the defensive end. You worry about the offense second.
Right, but the offense seemed to be an easier fix to me.
I don't think Kyrie's going to have a bad game and going to play poorly in back-to-back games. Look at the guy's history. I mean, if you look at his playoff history, the only time he's had back-to-back poor games is when he wrecked his knee when he was playing for Cleveland. I think it was the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, and physically could not play because he really had trouble getting himself on the floor. I think Kyrie's going to have a big night tonight. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
Tim Legley, what do you think?
And they're down again, and I'm saying to myself, man, is this somehow this pressure, this moment, is this too much for him? And then what happened? Chris Middleton blew the roof off of the building.
Tim Legley,
he released
Tim
all
Legley,
the pressure. You can't hear me? You got me now? Hello?
It's an old battery. That phone is like 15 years old.
Stephen A. Smith, what do you think of that phone collection?
Always ass.
If he said feet at the end of that, it would be a home run.
I'm a bottom feeder.
We'll be right back.
So many listeners like me have a heavy military family. Maybe your father served like my father did in Vietnam, and my uncle was a prisoner of war in Hanoi. And that's why T-Mobile realizes that there's so many of you out there, and they'd like to thank you for your service. So if you go to a T-Mobile, you're going to be treated like a VIP already. But when you're a veteran, it just takes it to a new level. You can get so many things like 4-Block Online, powered by T-Mobile. It's a free online career readiness program designed to help veterans transitioning from the military. It's a great way for those who served our country to prepare themselves for a new career. T-Mobile also has the best plan for active duty military veterans, their families, with half off family lines on the T-Mobile One military plan. Those are just a few ways T-Mobile stands ready to serve America's heroes on America's network. To find out more, head to your neighborhood T-Mobile store. Qualifying credit required. Verify military service within 45 days or pay $20 more per line per month. Half off additional line price for lines 2 to 6 versus T-Mobile One with auto pay.
It's arena football season. Get in on the action and get your tickets to the Massachusetts Pirates' next home game at the DCU Center in Worcester tomorrow at 7 p.m. Single game tickets are just $15. Get tickets through masspiratesfootball.com or call 508-452-MASS today. Mass Pirates Football, it's off the wall.
Hey, it's Mass. Memorial Day is coming. You know what that means? Yeah, summer. I'm ready. Are you? If you're struggling with excess winter pounds, get your body into fat-burning mode now with New England Fat Loss. Your problem? Your metabolism's dead and you need a jump start. New England Fat Loss will align your body with healthy food based on your DNA. You eat real food like steak, chicken, fresh veggies for real results. Don't go another summer feeling uncomfortable. New England Fat Loss has 5 Mass locations, including Lakeville, and has helped me and thousands of people lose weight fast, so why not you?
NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
Hey, it's Tony Maz. If you're a builder or remodeler in the Merrimack Valley, you can join myself, New England Football Center, David Andrews, and Koopman Lumber for their annual Contractor Expo. It all happens this Thursday, May 9th, from noon to 7 p.m. right on River Road. Meet over 50 proud partners like Marvin Windows and Doors, spin the famous prize wheel, grab some free food and drinks, and check out new products. So hang out with me, talk sports and building, and meet New England's own David Andrews, Koopman Lumber in Andover, with Marvin Windows and Doors this Thursday. Details at KoopmanPro.com.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Always Health Partners dedicates this song to Sarah, who got urgent health care using video chat.
Hey Sarah, you had a weird rash that you wanted to get checked out fast. So you fired up your tablet and saw a partner's doctor using video chat. Go Sarah, 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 Sarah.
Always Health Partners, giving you interactive virtual care with Partners Healthcare on Demand. Always Health Partners, you in every way. Call your broker or visit alwayshealthpartners.org.
Certified Fords, think Framingham Ford. F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, the entire Ford lineup. Over 100 to choose from. Incredible savings on nearly new Fords at up to 50% off. I promise you will love our Ford Certified program. Think Ford, think Framingham Ford.
Hey, it's Maz. Remember, the commuter rail is your direct route to the game. Avoid traffic and parking and take the train right to North Station. Kids 11 and under ride free. So get tickets on the M-Ticket app and hop on board for a game day experience.
He pulls it out with five on the shot clock. Now drives past Connaughton. Runner way off balance, and he knocks another one down.
The Celtics.
The open man, Rozier for three. Got it.
Oh, fine.
The Bucks.
The Celtics are pouring it on.
Game three.
Game three. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the local call of the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hunter Jaylen Brown, two-hand slam.
Pre-game at 7:30. Tip-off at 8. Felger and Maz will be live at the Star Market Studio at the TD Garden from 2 to 6. The Celtics, the Bucks. Tonight, the NBA playoffs play here on 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub. Touch your grits are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What a waste of a pretty face. What a waste that face, that face. What a waste. What a waste of a pretty face. That face. What a waste that face, that face.
McAvoy, along the near side, fired, they score! David Pastrnak whistled in a one-timer, deep in the left circle, got it by Bobrovsky, 1-0 Bruins.
Well, it's been well documented. I think any team doesn't win without their best players being their best players.
It's a matter of time before those guys score goals. It's just the way it is. They're too good, so.
Generally, you need your top guys going.
To the high slot, Bergeron shoots, he scores! Patrice Bergeron wired one in from the high slot. It ripped over the glove hand. The Bruins with a power play goal.
What a waste of a pretty face. What a waste that face, that face. What a
rest the stop.
What a waste of a pretty face, that face.
Rask able to make the stop unpaired.
Rask has been outstanding.
Then up top, here's Chara. Tees it up. Looking for a bang out in front. It comes. Fired. They score. The Ohio kid, Sean Corrali. 3-1 Bruins.
Here's Circle Pastrnak. One-timer. Out in front. They score.
Pastrnak, one-timer, back down by Bergeron, buried by Bergeron.
Will you want me when I'm old and dead?
And they're heading for the exits here at Nationwide.
What a waste of a pretty face, what a waste that face, that face.
Shoots, Rask the save.
What a waste of a pretty
Rask the save, and then he got hit by Dubois, and Rask gets right Dubois' face.
Hockey.
And the horn is going to sound. Tuukka Rask was brilliant tonight. Patrice Bergeron scored twice, both coming on the power play. The Boston Bruins again have come on the road to even a series at two games apiece. It's going to be game five in Boston on Saturday night. Your final, Bruins 4, Blue Jackets 1.
Thanks, Dan. He's making up for all his songs from the early late 70s, early 80s. People always ask me what this this group is. It's Das Racist. They no longer exist, but and they cannot get this on streaming services as it was a mixtape. You can find it on YouTube. The song is called You Oughta Know.
Is this the one with Care Bears?
No, that's Menomina Good Song.
Okay, all right, because I always remember the drinking game. Care Bears, Goose Trash, Goose
I haven't been that drunk again.
I have not been that drunk again.
I don't think any of us have. Here, I think.
Okay, sir.
Is there here? Let's see.
Care Bears, drunk.
Yeah, that's the drunk. That's I have not touched that. In terms of drunkenness,
that's a good clue.
Care Bears, drunk.
I wonder if I would die if I did that at this age.
Oh man, I mean, I think of the amount that we used to do during those drinking games, and it was
so bad.
It was inhuman.
Like at 44, I wonder if like you have to go to the hospital.
There's probably a chance.
Well, if you know what happened, is the weird looking dude that was in the Chewbacca costume died.
It's Peter Mayhew.
Good for you.
I know Peter Mayhew.
And what you know how I know is Good Morning America spent the first like 25 minutes of the show talking about the guy in the Chewbacca outfit that died.
Peter Mayhew, not Chewbacca, in the last ones that they had. It was a new guy. Big, tall German dude.
Yes, he spoke. Actually, they found that he spoke on it. Mm. He gave a what I couldn't hear the audio, but he gave what seemed like a thrilling tribute.
Peter Mayhew was what would happen if you gave Marty Feldman growth pills. He looks like a giant Marty Feldman.
Who's Marty Feldman?
Oh, come on. Young Einstein or young Frankenstein?
Igor. Yes.
Igor. Yes.
Yes.
Marty Feldman was in all those old Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I haven't seen him.
You've never seen those Mel Brooks movies? You've never seen Blazing Saddles?
I have seen Blazing Saddles, but I'm the one who didn't think it was funny, except for when they're farting.
I mean, that's one of the greatest movie scenes of all time.
Yes. I show it to my kids so they can get real racist.
You're right. You watch it. Oh, my goodness gracious.
One of those movies that could probably be made today.
Do you know how many friends I have who've shown their kids the original Bad News Bears?
Oh, my word. You forget.
You don't forget. That's racist as hell. That's the only thing that I'm, like, sex is uncomfortable, so they obviously haven't seen, like, sex scenes, but I could care less how many swears they hear, as long as it's nothing racial. The C word and racial, that's all I care about. You want to know any questions you got about sex? You know what people go like, I had to have the talk, in every sitcom, they're like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, see, that makes me nervous.
It doesn't, why? It's a fact. There's not too much to it.
It still makes me nervous. I know it's not too much to it, but it's just like it's awkward.
I find it not awkward at all.
But then you guys watch Jersey Shore, so he's probably heard most of this stuff anyway.
Well, they don't like to express how the biology of it.
Now, have you spoken to Milo? Have you done the talk yet?
Whenever he has a question, I just tell him the truth.
Okay, because I was thinking, would you use like Pauly D and Schnooki as examples of the ultimate male and female?
No, but I told them, I don't want to get specific because it's not anybody's business, but I've told him medically, like, if he has a question, what happens?
Sure.
And I've told him, rubbers don't feel good. I'm just kidding. I did not do that.
Well, I don't know if your parents ever did this, but I mean,
my parents never talked to me about anything.
See, I went to, I'm not talking about the talk. I went to every movie when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So like everyone, they brought me to everything. And there weren't many more awful, awkward, uncomfortable feelings than sitting in a movie where there was a gratuitous sex scene next to your parents. I mean, that was just like that, which will never be spoken of again. You would just sit there and you'd want to like leave. Just get up and not look at your parents ever again.
Well, I talked with my mom yesterday about masturbating in the car driving home.
You talked to your mom about it?
Yeah, because she was saying like, oh, you know, the kid's going to graduate like fifth grade and go into middle school. And I'm like, yeah, I think we have 2 years until I got to stop picking up socks.
That's a joke you can make with your mom. That's kind of funny. I mean, you're all adults here.
We I guess this happened, Rich, when he was away and Ted Johnson was in. We did a quick segment on this.
Oh, yeah.
People call in. We had a guy call in and say he was driving his grandmother somewhere, and it was about a half an hour between, and his grandmother asked him, have your parents given you the talk yet? And he was 16, and he said no, and his grandmother, for the next 25 minutes... Because you're trapped in the car.
Oh, that would rule.
His grandmother actually...
probably all wrong.
But I mean, he said it was the most uncomfortable 15, 20 minutes of my life.
Your sin part goes in the sin hole.
Yes.
And then the hoo-hoo and the hee-hee.
Yep.
Yeah, that's I have no problem with that at all. In fact, I can't conceptualize why you would. Why is it uncomfortable for you?
Because it's not something we've approached, and I it just is like the whole sex thing. Like, we don't watch a lot of movies with that in it.
No, but he hears it's not what he's watching. They had like the thing
we had to talk a little bit about it because this was the year that they do like human growth and development. They talk about it, but yes. I wanted to talk to him first. It wasn't easy. I'm glad it's done.
It's not done, baby.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that the first talk is done, but it left the door open. You know, it was like, listen, if there's any questions, I don't want it to be like one of those things that's taboo because then it gets really weird. No. Then I think your kid becomes a weirdo and starts going off the other end.
I'm not going to sit down and give a 30-minute speech on anything. It's more there to answer your questions. I have no problem with that.
My dad did it on the camping trip.
Oh, wow. He really went like...
took me camping.
My three sons.
Took me camping to a hotel. Who's like, hey, let's go into it was like the mountains. They were like, all right. And we just went straight to hotels and hit a Sizzler and went to sleep.
Nice.
My dad was covered in, it was like, I think it was, what were those? Chuckles. It was those gummy candies that were covered in sugar.
Yeah,
he was covered in chuckles as he fell asleep. I think he was like, I've earned my chuckles today. My dad was like a connoisseur of vending machine cuisine.
God bless
you. He would go to the Howard Johnson's and go, ooh, don't mind if I do, D7.
Well,
we got bugles? I'll crush some bugles. See, I'll put a chuckle in a bugle.
See, when I was, it was a pull thing.
When I was 14, we had a flight canceled in Tampa, and they gave us two rooms at a hotel I was with my parents called the Admiral Bembette. It was a hole. And I found out they had porno. And my mom said, I'm going to stay in the room with you. Not because of that, but just because of like safety or whatever.
Are you sure that wasn't why?
She didn't know.
Okay.
And I was like, get out of here. Get out of here. Leave. Please leave. It would be fun for you to leave. And she didn't leave. Mm. And it was porno. Sitting right there. Right there on the TV.
It's like having like a pile of gold. And then there's just someone just sitting like, in front of it.
It was, you could have offered me $1 million or I could have seen that porn and I would have taken the porn. It was hell. It was hell on earth.
Did you ever end up getting to watch it?
No.
She never left the room?
No.
I have a feeling if she even like left to like go to the car for a split second, you would have found a way.
And that's all I would have needed. I wouldn't have gotten through the dialogue.
At that age, right? It would have been like, you know, quickest gun in the West.
Yeah. I mean, it was better than the Weather Channel or the Vicki Lawrence show that I was used to.
Vicki Lawrence.
You get up at noon. And
Grandma's Vicki... family?
Yep. I didn't, not, but she had a talk show, and then it came on at noon, so I would wake up, and Vicki Lawrence show would be on, and I'd say, all right, Vicki, let's see what's doing. Because I'd miss Keanu Tom and Corey Everson because they were on earlier.
Anything else after that is, you know, it's second place.
Yeah, and that's why they had those shows on, by the way.
Oh, of course. No one else is going to watch a workout show in the middle of the day unless you have Keanu Tom and Corey Everson or Everson or whatever that one name is.
Yeah, it was made specifically for young men.
Yeah, Keanu Tom knew what she was doing.
Yeah, Everson wasn't even that great looking.
Before. No, that's why you mentioned her second when you mentioned the two women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was at a time where I think it was more convenient. Anyway, that guy that was Chewbacca died.
Peter Mayhew.
So if you...
Rest in peace.
Right.
So if I seem a little out of sorts today...
Melancholy.
That would explain it.
Sure.
Oh, you meant so much. All right, Rich. Who would think like a giant might die in their 70s?
Yeah, well, it lasted longer than I thought he was going to.
Yeah.
I think he's been in like a wheelchair for a while.
Yeah. That you can't be that tall and not be in a tremendous amount of pain. All right, what's coming up, Rich?
Oh, well, we get some audio finally of our favorite guy, Jim Irsay, making his phone calls to his new draft picks.
What's up?
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm going to give you back to our owner, Mr. Irsay, right here, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so
much. Here's Mr. Irsay.
Hey, Quentin. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Hey, you fired up?
Yeah.
Well, good. Listen, I've seen Hannah on the field live. I've seen Munoz on the field live. I've seen them throw guys around. All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn good you are, and we need your leadership, your toughness, and your long time 12 plus career that I know you can bring, man. And we couldn't be more excited to have you, man. You're a rare person, and you've accomplished incredible things. This is a big day for you. I hope you're taking it in with your family, and we can't wait to get you. And Andrew needs protection.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
I know he ended up being really good last year, but I just like, having not seen him play in the NFL, and he probably never saw him in college, no, comparing him to Munoz and Hannah.
Well, he's a guard. I mean, technically.
The two best offensive linemen of all time.
Yeah.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
No. I almost would want to get drafted by the Colts just to get that call.
Hey, man. I got it. Listen, man. I got a spliff with your name.
Hey, you fired up.
So there was a video that the Colts released, and that was the War Room.
I deliberately did not watch it.
Nothing like seeing a trade down in the first round. Yep, that's right. The first round, they make a trade with the Redskins and with all this dramatic music, and you're like, wow, awesome. However, there was a part where Jim Irsay went and spoke about Chris Ballard, the new GM. Remember, the rivalry is back on. Yeah, he made a statement, and this is about the GM of the Colts from Jim Irsay.
It's no secret he's not stupid. You know, he's very smart and experienced now, too. And he knows, you know, sometimes the best laid plans, as John Mellencamp says, are known to go astray. And they do, and you better be ready with the plan B, C, and D, and they better be good. You know, they better be... be things that
and they just rambled a lot more, but I mean, that
I'll
was
tell
like
you what I went to the camp's house up there in Indiana. We just sat around taking DMT and just thinking.
How many times do you think he quotes John Mellencamp a day?
I fight authority, and authority always wins, baby. You know, I was with John Mellencamp sucking down chili dogs behind the Tasty Freeze. Man, life goes on. Come on. As I like to say when I'm getting my rectal examination, ROCK in the USA. Well, I mean, isn't that everything? Rock? So cherry bomb. The thing that brings us all together, man. Like that Gary Clark Jr. Sky! I mean, that speaks to me.
Speaking of Rock, the cornerback, Rock Ya-Sin, I hope I'm saying his name correctly, he was the first actual pick that the Colts made, round 2, pick number 34. And here's Jim Irsay giving him a call in the war room.
Hey, Rock, how are you, man?
Okay, first of all, I just love everyone's man. What's up, man? Hey, man, I dig it. I get it. Earth, Wind, and Fire and everything you kids are listening to.
That's right. This is what Mickey said.
Hey, Rock, how are you, man?
That's right. It's Mickey.
Hey, what's up, Mickey? I know what you black guys, the music that you're into now. You know, Ike and Tina Turner.
Hey, Rock, how are you, man? Jim Irsay here. Are you kidding me? Are you ready to come in and win a Lombardi?
All right. Well, that's why we're bringing you in. God bless you. Congratulations to you and your family. You earned this day.
Correct.
Oh, he was so excited. You can hear the joy.
All right. Nice job.
I think the guy was still talking on the other end of the phone, and Ursay's just like hand on the phone. He's so excited, man, like holding it away from his face.
Oh man, he was excited. It was like when I got into that BMW I hadn't driven in a while and found that bag of Tylenols in the glove box.
I just love how his energy just starts slipping away the later the picks get.
Yeah, he didn't seem overly excited.
You and your family, man. I mean, just incredible. I mean, going where you're going in this draft, and it's just a tribute to all your hard work. And you know you're coming in here with a dynamic offense, and 12's ready to get you the football, man.
All right, he's getting a little more tired.
I want to do the opposite. You do the opposite of New Edition, not Cool It Down. I want you to rev it up.
And we're proud, and we are really looking forward for you coming in here.
His voice changed. Like he's just—he's
you're
so
just some
tired.
Jabroni third-round pick.
Maybe the ludes are kicking in.
Man, I was smart enough to put him in a safety deposit box.
Listen to his voice. Like this is
it's his normal voice.
Who is Green? When did they pick? I mean, he might be right around seventh round. This is a seventh rounder, so he's been there a while.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore.
And we're proud, and we are really looking forward for you coming in here and the place.
I mean, they had to get him off the desk with a spatula. He was just like, it didn't even sound like Jim Irsay. If you had told me it was
man,
somebody,
man, you don't know my sound.
I guess I don't know your sound.
My sound is. My sound is rocking whammy ball.
They had to get somebody else to take over the phone calls for him, and they handed the phone to the guy next to him, and he said,
Jack G.
And he said, all right, well, I'm going to a different team then.
All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Tom Brady was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he spoke about why he gets paid so much less than all the other quarterbacks.
Plus, we have a new goal song by one of our favorite people in the world.
Oh, you want to do that here?
You want to save it?
Well, maybe.
Okay, we'll find out what we're going to do with that. All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to?
Tom Brady on Jimmy Kimmel last night after he did a little skit where he threw a football through Matt Damon, quote-unquote's house. He sat down and talked a little bit about football, and Jimmy Kimmel said, why do you make so much less than all the other quarterbacks out there?
You should be the highest paid player in football, but you're not the highest paid player because you don't demand that. I think you're like 18th or 20th.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be the highest paid guy?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's usually when I want to answer a question. I always say, like, that's a good question. But I think the thing I've always felt for me in my life, you know, winning has been a priority. And my wife makes a lot of money, so.
I see. Oh, good. That's good. That works out well.
I'm a little smarter than you think. It's a salary cap. Everyone, you know, you can only spend so much. And the more that, you know, one guy gets is less for others. And I think, for a competitive advantage standpoint, I'd like to, you know, get a lot of good players around me.
I hope the Patriots appreciate that you do that. I really
Thank
do.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
I mean, it,
well, they do.
I know.
Yeah. Have you noticed they haven't signed an extension yet?
I was just going to say, they haven't overloaded him with great offensive weapons. I was just saying, they had Gronk for a while, but the fleet of wide receivers after Moss and Welker left, I mean, let's be honest, have been somewhat subpar.
Mm-hmm. Plus, he's got Sammy D.
Breathing down his neck, right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, the Big Baller brand wants people to pay $450 for a mini camp.
That's still a thing?
See, I thought that there was like a thing between the Ball family and Big Baller brand. I thought that that guy like scammed out a bunch of people with the sneakers.
Lonzo
and all that.
Opted out, I thought.
Well, he got it tattooed over.
Covered his tattoo, but this is a thing, and the ad uses their faces, and it was LaMelo Ball that tweeted out a link to it, which, by the way, it's awesome. So this camp is going to take place in four different cities, none of them in America. Oh. You can either go to Qatar,
Lithuania,
Austria, Belgium, and Switzerland. Oh. Places where apparently they don't have internet and know how much all of them suck. But you're supposed to pay $450 for it. And this is great because it says 2 days of basketball instruction from an unspecified member of the Ball family. So you're getting, what's the kid? Probably LaDingle or whatever guy's name is.
LiAngelo, Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo. LiAngelo is the middle one who's not very good.
An unspecified member is going to show. It's probably like their old uncle who's going to show up and teach you how to do your activities. What's great is that there's spelling errors all over the ad. So congratulations. If you spend money on that, you obviously probably can't read.
Kenan Thompson is... what is it? What's the head guy's name?
LeVar.
LeVar Ball is fantastic.
Yeah, he does a very, very good job. And the believe it or not, the Video Game Hall of Fame is a thing.
Oh.
And there have been two brand new, actually several different new inductees. Microsoft Windows Solitaire. How that wasn't in immediately. Come on, that's the classic. Mortal Kombat, which if you have not seen the ad, I think it just came out, the real one, Mortal Kombat 11. If you have not seen the ad for it, the one that is not safe for work, oh my God. That's the most violent thing I've ever seen. And I remember that's what made that game cool was back in the day, it was like the first one that had like a ton of blood. I believe that Blades of Steel might have been the first like bloody video game because when you fought and you punched in the hockey game, there was actual blood. But when Mortal Kombat came out, you had to know a code on like the Sega in order to trigger it because they thought that when you pulled out someone's spine and blood went everywhere, that was gratuitous. That was like in the way, like 16-bit pixels. Dude, the stuff now, there's a guy that gets his like head chopped up, his body torn apart, really? And then his blood sprays in the air, which turns into giant blood spikes and then impales him once again. It's utterly disgusting. And it looks like it's pretty damn fun. Also, Super Mario Kart was just inducted, which they should have just put Mario 64 in there. That's the best of all.
You guys are telling me about a video game, the Oregon Trail, right?
No, yeah. You've died of dysentery. You never played that?
No, I never played it.
You're so old that you never played the Oregon Trail?
Apparently. It's a charter member of the Video Game Hall of Fame.
He was always pushing a tire with a stick.
That's what I was doing. That's right. We played kick the can first.
Ball and cup.
All right, so Scott Zolak.
Morning.
What's up, Zo?
How we doing?
How you doing?
Rich Hurtley with the tweet of the night last night. Change the Bruins goal song.
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh, you don't agree with that?
Oh, I love the Bruins goal song.
You're out of your mind. Do you like German techno?
Me and my kid love it.
The best.
You want me to play this then?
Maybe.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
The best was that people were saying, it's tradition. Why can't we have tradition anymore? No, it's tradition.
Oh,
since 2000.
I just dig it.
All right, here is our girlfriend.
Okay, so you remember the guy, the Shredder, who lives down in Rhode Island?
Oh, yeah.
Shredman. Yes.
Phil Vincent.
Yeah, yeah.
So he made us a theme. We said, I want an extra Shredtastic. And he heard us talking about how they need a new goal song. And so he just, out of nowhere, just turned this around and sent this to us. This is Phil Vincent's idea for a new goal song. Stop it. It's already better than this current goal song. I'm in.
Okay.
You know what this is? This is our house on steroids.
No, nothing. This is our house. Bad. As bad as the Bruins goal song is, the Patriots touchdown song is worse.
I can't stand a Patriots touchdown song, and I love the Bruins goal song. That's they got to get rid.
This
isn't your house. Whoa! Oh, really? It's your house?
Hey,
it doesn't even have a roof.
Hey, I got a.
It's not your house.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you, Zo.
What'd I do?
So my wife on her Facebook puts a picture up of me and the dog. And you put, oh, my God.
Because your arms were up over your head,
oh,
and it exposed the under white flab part where you just
oh, I don't have flabby
you
arms.
Looked, you look so tired in the picture because there's like a blanket.
Yeah.
And there were like animals laying on you.
Yeah, it sucked.
What time was that picture taken?
7 o'clock.
4:30.
By the way, Fred, when I was joking, that, I was saying that Wallach's never played the Oregon Trail. Someone tweeted said no, because John was on the Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what the Oregon Trail is.
Thank you.
What,
see?
What are you talking about? Like, we played Blades of Steel and used to play.
Yeah.
I never played Oregon all Trail. The Sega I just stuff. Know I just sure. know what it is.
Oregon Trail was something that you played in, like, elementary school on your computer that had two colors on it.
Okay.
It was before the internet. It was you had to choose, like, you have died of dysentery. You had to find your way to get the Oregon Trail and spend a certain amount of money on food and all that crap like that.
Huh. Never heard of it.
I never heard of it. I like, no. Is that like same time as like Deer Hunter was out and all that?
No.
Real, the game you
this,
shoot.
This is like Apple II
duck,
floppy.
Was it
yeah.
duck?
Yeah.
Duck.
Apple
what was
II
the other
plus?
One? Duck
Hunter. Duck Hunter.
Duck Hunter.
Oh, Duck
yeah.
Hunter rules.
Duck
well,
the
Hunter
Deer
was
Hunter game was just Russian roulette. It was all that you did there.
Right.
It's filmed by my house.
Pittsburgh. You know what it was like, though? You know what Big... The video game that the kid is playing?
Yeah. Bing. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Think along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so, I got that now.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about Big is that he has sex.
What's weird about that? I think it's hot.
I'm a last man. Oh.
That movie came out. I wanted an apartment just like that with the big windows.
With the trampoline.
I've never lived in a city, and I've never been on a tee.
With a vending machine.
I can't believe you've never been
here.
On the tee.
Honest to God, I swear to God, Rich, the only train I ever rode was the one in Denver. It was really nice. It's brand new. And Bob Sosie went on it. Bob's like, you're like a little kid.
Yeah.
Sitting there looking out the windows. This is awesome.
All right, what are you guys going to talk about today? Maybe the hockey team?
Yeah, starting Bruins, getting ready for Celtics, the Tom Brady stuff. Sean Grady joins us. I think, what, 11:20?
11:20. All right, well, everyone.
Sports.
Enjoy every ass that you see this weekend. Live life to the fullest. You never know when you're going to get hit by a car.
Jesus.
So enjoy every ass.
Oh, God.
Or choke wow. to death.
Wow.
You know, depends
yeah.
on the ass.
Yeah.
Or meet that guy.
Okay. I am Jackie.
Thought I'd leave you with a little something before you left.
You wish you was me.
Yeah.
I'm over you see.
Uh-huh. He's got a man boobies, if you've seen him without his shirt on.
Yes, he does.
All right. Let me take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's. All right. So that'll do it for us. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the weather. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.